Gandalf in the movie The Lord of the Rings is a type of Christ for many reasons. One big reason is that he is the one who leads the charge against the enemy. He is in the midst of the battle and says, "Be not afraid, I am with you." We recall that it is Christ who is here with us, and he's saying the same thing, "Be not afraid, I am with you." So we should be like those soldiers who find strength in his presence, like the soldiers who found strength in the presence of Gandalf. That we are soldiers for Christ. Do we stand up and defend him, believe all his truths, or do we run away in fear? In the first reading, we see what type of soldier Adam was, who was supposed to prefigure Christ. There is a curious line in the reading about when Eve took the apple and ate it. It says that she gave some to her husband who was with her. What is so curious about that? Adam was standing by doing absolutely nothing while his wife was being tempted. He wasn't being the leader the Lord set him out to be. He let his wife fall. He didn't protect her. This is perhaps the greatest sin of omission ever. He didn't do something he was supposed to do, and humanity has been paying for it ever since. This is perhaps why the fall is called the sin of Adam. The devil tempted Eve, and she gave in. But it was Adam, the prefigure Christ, who did nothing, who could have stopped it, but didn't. I'm not saying Eve wasn't culpable, but we see how in this Adam is supposed to prefigure Christ, and didn't. We see what happens when we turn away from Christ. Because of this, of not living up to his promises, he was cast out of the garden, and thus they had to work and toil to bear fruit. There became pain and child labor, and this was all for the disobedience of God, for not doing what they were supposed to do. Adam didn't defend his family, his wife, and he didn't look after their spiritual life. Christ came to restore all things. He doesn't back away from a fight. He doesn't let his family fall. He came to give us courage and hope, the way to defend ourselves against evil. In the gospel, we see just how he does it. Here he is, he just received baptism, his great mission. Now his private life is over. So what does he do? He goes to school, like Elijah and St. John the Baptist. He goes to the desert, and this is the school that he learns from. He withdraws to build up strength, to prepare for battle. It is precisely in going through the desert that we build up strength. We go through the deserts throughout our life. Perhaps we have a sickness, or we've lost our job, or an unforeseen tragedy happens, or we have to do some unpleasant for our own good. Here in this holy season of Lent can be considered a desert. Fulton Sheen talks about the unwritten rule in the universe, that no one can be crowned unless he has first struggled. We can't have an Easter Sunday without a Good Friday. This is why our Lord says to pick up your cross and follow me. There's strength in the cross. Learn everything from it, patience, endurance, perseverance, strength, love. We have to prove our character. We have to prove our love for God by making a choice. That is what the crosses we carry are all about. Some will ask me, well, why doesn't the Lord just come down and make everything great, destroy evil? And the answer to that is found in what love is all about. Love is a choice. Love is a decision. Love is a commitment. If he were to fix everything, we wouldn't have any decision to make. We would never be able to prove our love for him. But if there are crosses to endure, that is how we prove it. I'm going to love you, Lord, despite this sickness. I'm going to love you, Lord, even though I lost everything in the fire. I'm going to love you, Lord, even though you took who I love away from me. And so at the end of the school of the desert, our Lord is given the test. to see if he is truly prepared for battle. All temptations can be summed up in these three: lust, pride, and greed. A young person has a great temptation to lust. Fulfill your every carnal desire. Turn this rock into the bread, the devil says. Fulfill that desire. Look at those bad pictures. It won't hurt anything. But the Lord says, in God alone you have strength. Live on His word, His commandments. Do without, and you gain in everything. Middle age, you're more prone to sin of power and pride. I'm at the prime of my life. I'm great. Throw yourself off the cliff and show your power, the devil says. But the Lord says, don't put the Lord your God to the test. He remains with you. You need only trust Him. He has revealed Himself over and over again. So don't tempt Him and try to put Him to the test. An older person has a great temptation to avarice, to be greedy, to show what he has accomplished through what he has. Bow down to me and you can have all these kingdoms, the devil says. But the Lord responds, it is God alone that you shall serve. Do not have any false gods. Do not put possessions above God. Serve Him alone. So the Lord, He doesn't back away. He leads the way to victory. Are we going to run after Him and follow Him all our days, carrying our crosses faithfully, finding strength in them, having the courage to stand up for Him and defend Him? Do we live out our baptismal promises that we say every Sunday, every holy day? Are we to defend the ones we love against the evil one who is roaming like a lion looking for souls to devour? This Lent, we go into the desert with the Lord and prepare ourselves for battle, the greatest battle of our lives, the battle for our souls. So prepare yourselves through the prayer, penance, fasting, and almsgiving, so as to be able to pass the test like our Lord.